it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be sublime.
In the concubines. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big ear blogger. What up, B?
What's up, big ear blogger?
Got some booze today.
I see. Like I walked through the little media room, everybody got some booze. If they start hitting it, they're going to
be a
festival.
Heck of a press conference.
Press conference today.
We always read the press releases from the Commanders. The Commanders, and I'm guessing it's called Bottled, B-O-T-L-D, launch Old D.C. Spirits. They got Tailgate Tea, Hard Peach Tea, D.C. Mule, and Half and Half. So, you want one? It's a little early.
Give me a little time. Give me a little time.
Do you think there's any chance the D.C. Mule is actually Charlie Mule?
Nah. If it is, I'm not drinking it.
I trust Chuck. Obviously, we're out here in Ashburn as the Commanders are getting ready for the Bears on Monday night. Going to be a very interesting evening. I think with... You know, as we get closer and closer to this game, a lot of people are going to start talking about the Hail Mary. Yesterday, Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels.
They gave it a one-finger salute.
Dude, they wanted nothing to do with it.
But, I mean, that play happened. And everyone say it's a lucky play as it is. What makes anybody think that anybody on this side should be thinking about that? If you get to that point, let's be real. They got to that point because they damn blew a game. Let's be real. They were winning the game, then they began to falter. They fell behind, then they had to come back. So I wouldn't want to think about that.
Totally. That's
you know,
fair.
Chicago might want to think about it because, you know, they completely blew it because they had it and blew it.
Yeah, I mean, Washington, you know, I went back and looked at that box score. The Commanders really struggled in that game. They got up 9-0, but all they could get were field goals. And, I mean, they were getting field goals from the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked a field goal from the Bears' 8-yard line, Bears' 12-yard line, Bears' 9-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
They got up 12-0 with another second-half field goal. That was from the Bears' 29. Offensively, I imagine they were really frustrated by their inability to score in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the yardage in that game, they outgained Chicago. They put up almost 500 yards of offense to the Bears' 300. So I think when Washington looks back on that, they're really happy about the Hail Mary. And if you want to back out the Hail Mary yardage, so that was 52 yards, right,
mm-hmm.
the actual pass play. So that means Jaden passed for about 275, and their total offensive output without the Hail Mary was, call it, 425.
That's a lot.
Like, they should have been dominant in that
mm-hmm.
game. I mean, you kick three first-half field goals from inside the red zone. You kick two field goals from inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah. I mean, you should be scoring in. But see, for me, what Washington should be concerned about is they're like they're first in the NFL in rushing.
Yeah.
Chicago's defense is 31st. Chicago's defense overall is 27th. You know, Washington should be concerned about that, where if we go out there and run our offense and do what we're capable of doing, we wouldn't have to worry about no Hail Mary. Let the fans talk about it. Let the media people. They hit the right note yesterday. We don't care. We don't worry about all that. We got to get us. And Dan has discussed this many a times. Come into this thing and make sure you're at your absolute best. If you're there, no need to worry about the rest of the crap. Because if I see, based on how I think football should be played still today, even with the passing, if you can run it and they can't stop you, they should not be able to beat you. Point blank.
Right. Yesterday was a cool day in the district. I went down to Caps opening night. A lot of excitement. Caps didn't deliver. 3-1 final wasn't the game you want, but exciting to have hockey back. I think we got NBA back in, I don't know, a week or two. October's a fun month because you get the kickoff of all the winter sports. Football's really humming. I think, you know, baseball playoffs are going on. You were checking some scores earlier. Shout out to Jeff and Lamphill. You all right, boys? The New York Yankees are cooked.
Yeah, they gone downstreamed out.
They're done. Jeff, Lamphill, you okay? Yankee fans?
They're very quiet today.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Perhaps just not talking to us.
They'll be on somebody else's bandwagon.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to kind of watch the baseball playoffs continue. You got two more games today. Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, Cubs. I think the biggest questions out here, Noah Brown back at practice yesterday, B. That was all kind of happening as we were wrapping up our show. I asked Noah Brown if I could talk to him yesterday. He said, no, he's not talking yet. So I don't know that that means something or nothing. But Terry McLaurin did not practice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling about Terry for this week?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't thinking that he would be 100% out there anyway. So at this point, I'm waiting till they tell us he's on the field and he could possibly go. A quad where you have to get a second opinion about whether you need surgery or not, that's not a not serious thing. That's something serious. So I don't know if it'll be this week or next week. You know, maybe if someone told him it'd be 3 to 4 weeks, that's why they didn't put him on injury reserve. But the ultimate thing, when he's out there, he's out there. If he's not, they got to figure out a way to keep doing it without him.
Yeah, the Noah thing is interesting. I think Terry could make a big impact this week. I think, though, like you started by saying, run the football early, often. Run the ball. And I think that will be the plan. I'm curious if you think the same. Chicago comes into this thing terrible against the run.
Yeah, and that's something you need to exploit. So, and let's be real. Chicago know that they were trying to exploit that. So they're going to probably be ready for it. And you got to be ready to do something off of it. You sit up there, they may put 8 in the box. Play action pass over the top. Find ways to circumvent what you think they're going to try and do. Because everyone looks at it, Washington's damn good running the football. Chicago's not good at stopping it. Washington's going to run the football. Chicago has to be thinking that too.
Right.
And they have to be coming into this game hell-bent on not letting them run it. So
the Bears should be a little healthier too,
yeah,
coming off their bye week.
Creeping people up and things of that nature. You know, have something off of it to counter whatever they try and do.
Yeah. Also, it should be a pretty cool game tonight for Commanders fans just because it's an NFC East game. We got Giants-Eagles tonight. Both coming off a loss. Eagles, their first loss of the year. The Giants, their fourth loss of the year. Giants had a lead against the Saints and blew it. Good luck with that. I'll definitely be watching that tonight. Our buddy Dave Zangaro from Philadelphia is going to join us in about 20 minutes to kind of preview what's going on in Philly. They're undoubtedly the more talented team between those two, but it's just kind of like unclear exactly what is going wrong for that offense. But, Brian, I wanted to ask you a question. So I recorded a podcast this morning with Tischler, and how much – Jaden and DQ don't want to talk about the Hail Mary. They've been very clear. Bears head coach doesn't want to talk about the Hail Mary. He's been perfectly clear. Understanding that football teams turn over pretty significantly year over year, but that still means roughly half, maybe two-thirds of your team is the same as the year prior. How much, if at all, does losing by the Hail Mary play last year impact the Bears' motivation for Monday night?
You know, it's going to be some people that's going to think about it. But ultimately, if you really look at that game, that one play decided it. But there were 5 to 7 other plays that one play ended it. The other plays decided what happened in that game. If they don't allow the other stuff, then guess what? They don't have – Hail Mary won't help us at all. Okay? Ben Johnson wasn't even there. So what, he's going to come in and tell us something? Yeah, man, last year they beat us by Hail Mary. He wasn't there. So he can't fake it.
Right.
You know, and for this team to be concerned about – that's the past, man. I keep saying that windshield is way bigger than that damn rearview mirror. Keep focusing on the past. And listen, it's a storyline. It pops. But it doesn't do anything for the game this year. You know, whether if every person on the team came back from last year, that will not help them win this year.
Right. That's kind of my point, is I definitely believe it's kind of similar to the, like, are the Bears a rival question?
Nope.
Right? I don't think they are.
They're not.
And
by
I
no
don't
stretch.
I think what's going on with Commanders and Bears fans fighting on social media, because Jeff, that's definitely happening. He told us that yesterday.
Commander right? fans are responding to what the Bears fans started all that crap last year. It wasn't the Commanders fan that started that. The Bears fans started, and especially after that game, they kept going with it. So you're not supposed to just accept their BS. You know, they won't throw it at you, throw it back. Or try to ignore them, which you probably can't, because they anything you do. Any post out there that somebody from Chicago got something to say about it?
I thought Jaden was really smart yesterday. He got asked about kind of the Caleb going number one. And I love just Jaden's kind of bluntness when he's asked something that he doesn't think matters. Yesterday he was asked about the Hail Mary. He's like, I mean, that Hail Mary isn't going to help us win a game on Monday, so what's the point? Mm. And he was asked about Caleb Williams. He said he got drafted number one, I got drafted two. Nothing we could do to change that. He's been doing his thing, so I always keep up with football in general. We got our hands full coming up Monday night with him and his offense and the whole team in general.
Yeah.
Some of this is completely fan and media fabrications.
100%.
Maybe those two don't love each other. I have no idea what their relationship is. They might be best friends for all I know. Mm-hmm. I am confident they have a relationship. They were in the same draft class. Caleb was playing in Southern California. Jaden's from there. Mm-hmm. They probably went to similar ceremonies and dinners. You know what I mean? I'd be shocked if they don't know one another. You don't have to be best friends. You don't have to be enemies. You could kind of just exist.
Why is it that fans and media feel like either you got to be best friends or enemies?
Right.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who they're not friends, they're not enemies, they're acquaintances. They see each other, they know each other enough to say, yo, what's up, man? They may talk for like a minute or two, boom, they go the other ways. But they don't hate each other, nor do they love each other. It's okay. I mean, just because you play sports against somebody, you know, and this is what kills me about a lot of fans sometimes, and even media people. There are media people covering teams that they don't even like, okay? There are media people who are covering the team that's directly against their opponent, the team that they love. There are fans that are married to people that like the Cowboys and the Eagles, but they love the Commanders. But then that's okay for them, but it's not okay for you. It's just a damn job. You know, I told you, whenever I played against my cousins or whatever, during the game, I was trying to beat him. Bragging rights, baby. Once the game was over, that's still my cousin. I still love him. You know, I don't stop liking him because he plays for another team. But they act as if just because you buckle up a helmet, you're supposed to hate everybody. No, you dislike the hell out of them while you're inside those lines. Once you're over with those lines, you're cool, unless the person does something stupid inside the lines. Then that may bring something, you know, push it to where you can't stand them no matter what. I have a few people like that in my history. So,
well, dude, I mean, think about, not to equate pro football with our golf game, but like, you and I spend a lot of time together. We play golf together. Mm-hmm. I can't beat you. Every once in a while, I flirt with it and I'm fired up about it. Or sometimes you piss me off when you change the bet on the 17th hole. But like,
hold on,
playing golf.
I don't change no bet.
Yeah.
JP.
We were up 2. And then on 17, you recalculated things, and we were only up 1.
No, and that exactly. Happened. I you were up 2 because you had miscalculated. I wouldn't edit it properly.
We had been up two for like three holes, no. And then we got to 17. You're like, all right, we got to check on this math.
Nah.
JP being bad at math.
Up two just to fool you.
JP being bad at math is the most likely answer.
Listen to me. He said on 17. You know why he said 17? Because that's when he made a stupid damn decision.
That's accurate. I'm not disputing what is accurate.
And remember, if you're up two and you win one, if you lose the next one, it's 1-1. It's a press.
But I agree. Like, I think because of the way last year ended and because these two quarterbacks went 1-2, and because, frankly, I think the Bears fans are desperate to think they didn't screw up. And it's not just Jaden at this point. They're desperate to think they did not screw up in taking
any one of the quarterbacks.
Because Drake looks really good. Bo Nix had a really good season last year. Jaden had the probably the greatest rookie season ever. And they're sitting here with Caleb, who's painting his nails and doing weird yoga, and they're like, oh, man, it's everybody else's fault. You know what I mean? The reality is Caleb has looked pretty good this season.
Yeah.
He has every fundamental tool you can imagine.
He does.
Like, his athleticism and arm strength is off the charts.
What did I say about him last year? I said, if he ever does stuff on schedule, we'll see what he's capable of. That's the only knock I had about him. Whatever he did, he purposely did stuff off schedule. And me watching his receiver's body language last year said he had to get that corrected. And they brought in Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson feels like he's working on that. But you do see every once in a while when there's some pressure, he resorts back to who he is and who he knows. You know? But the only problem I've ever had with his game was that off schedule where he feels it has to happen. It doesn't have to happen.
Now, specific to Ben Johnson, I heard something yesterday that really kind of made sense to me. It seemed like the perfect word to describe. Uh-huh. Ben Johnson may go on to prove.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the next Sean McVay. He may go on to prove he is the next Adam Gase. We don't know, right? But I think Ben Johnson's behavior this year as a head coach, where he's been prickly, he's been combative, he's had some weird sideline interviews with just nice sideline reporters, like having...
That may just be his way, man.
Yo, and that's fine. I think how he handled the Commanders' job search of whatever that would be now, like 18, 16 months ago, I thought was not the most professional way.
Okay.
But he also designed some exciting offensive plays. Sure looks like the Lions are okay without him, but whatever, we're going to see, right? Like we the sample size is entirely too small to make declarations of who or what Ben Johnson is.
Yeah.
But I was watching a video from the 106.7 account of our guy Danny Ruggie.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, at least to date, he had the perfect way to describe Ben Johnson. He called him a twerp. And I feel like Danny might have nailed it. Ben Johnson has showed some serious twerpish tendencies.
I hope he's not twerking.
Yo,
I hope he's just twerping.
I feel like twerp seems like a good word.
What he did last year was very, very unprofessional. But that does not stop him from getting the job. He's still got another job the next year.
Totally.
He and listen, it probably is a blessing. It could be a blessing in disguise for Washington that he didn't come here. You know what I'm saying? So they ended up with a guy who seems to have built a great culture. They drafted some, and Adam drafted some great people. This may be. I just want people to understand this is not the final product of what they are trying to put together. But they just were better than what we thought early. This may end up being something spectacular. So, and let's be real. Both teams can win. Chicago could be better and Washington could be better. But the way he handled that, yes, that was very unprofessional. You know who should be mad at that? The Harris Group. and the Peters. Not us.
Right. Doesn't matter to us.
We weren't paying him no money.
We weren't on the flight.
We weren't we weren't doing nothing with him. We didn't have one conversation with him. And the thing about the negotiations sometimes with players and coaches and all that, believe me, way more is said than what you know. And it could be just one little thing that may turn somebody off. Cool. If I'm not the place for you, don't come here. You know, and listen, what the rumors that were floating about what he was trying to get, he didn't get that in Chicago either, did he?
Right. I think we don't need to be mad at Ben Johnson. I'm not mad at Ben Johnson.
I care less about Ben Johnson.
I said this when a team goes to its backup quarterback, there is not a single rule in the NFL rule book that doesn't allow that team to win. You're still allowed to win games with your backup quarterback. Ben Johnson may very well prove to be a great coach.
He can be our backup.
He may win Chicago's first Super Bowl in 40 years. But as of right now, I'm not sure I see that. But I did like Danny's use of the word twerp. I think there's been some twerpish tendencies. I'm not talking twerking, talking twerping.
Hey, Landfill, ChatGPT, get him to put up Ben Johnson twerping. Not twerking, but twerping. See what it gives you.
Oh, boy. I can't. The text thread's about to blow up here. Nobody go anywhere. We're getting an Eagles-Giants preview from our guy Dave Zangaro. They play tonight, Thursday Night Football. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, fellas, if you're still rocking those tired old polos with the floppy collars, looking like a dog running around with his ears just like JP sometimes, it's time to step it up. Collars & Co., you might have heard of them. You might have seen them on Shark Tank. They give you that crisp, dress-shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. Look, and I wear mine into the studio. I hit the golf course on it. And even if I want to go out, I can put them on. There are no wrinkles. You don't have to get a dry cleaner. Just throw it on and you're ready to roll. Collarsandco.com. And you can check them out in person right now. They have a new store opening up on October 15th at Congressional Plaza. Go over there and tell them, listen, I want my shirts to be looking like JP's and B. Mitch's. You can get 20% off orders right now, over $99, if you use the code BMitch20 or JP, is it JP Finley 20?
With an A.
JP Finley with an A 20. You can get 20% off over our orders over $99. That's Colin Co. Stay sharp, just like me and Jupe.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.